anomalies happening at Newmar Station. The cameras are now picking up black dots within the middle of the sun. It now has changed from black to blue. Please explain the anomaly which is occurring with the sun and anybody in front of the sun. Looks like a huge gate to me. Please explain the bodies that are happening. What's going up on there, Ion?
Okay. What's going on? It's almost been that way all along, but you're shifting and changing and you're starting to notice. And the digitized body notices it obviously first. The eyes can't see it, but those cameras give digital views that capture it. So it just becomes a validation in the chip body for what we've sort of been saying all along. As the atmosphere changes, it will spin and change your relevant covalence with everything, okay? For example, someone says it's a nice day. Well, you in your mind picture what a nice day is. Well, if they're from Alaska and the sun's shining, that may be the essence of a nice day, but not maybe so nice for you, okay? Or if you're up there in Oregon and you say, oh, it's a nice day, it could be pouring down rain because it rains almost every day anyway. It's a nice rainy day, but they don't say that, you see. So it has to do with a bit of perspective. Perspective now that you're picking up that's getting broader or wider as an anomaly or sometimes an algorithm, if you really look at it, the construct correctly, the anomaly is just you noticing that part that is.
So the black spot is?
The concentration of the change of the pH of hydrogen in through the atmosphere that you are seeing.
Okay, and then it changed to blue. And the reason for that is?
The change of the atmosphere when radioisotopes are balanced or sustained as stable, it shifts the vector effect of light waves, which was where you would get color from.
So is the dot in front of the sun or behind the sun?
We would say, depending on the perspective, yes to both.
There was stuff that came up when looking at the dot in front of the sun became a diamond.
That's carbon, and the reason it did that is because of the carbon, the C-122, that becomes key.
So then we've got that visual going on. So then you go back and you get the larger vision and you see more of a halo around it all. Is that a gate?
Can be a gate, but it's representative of the rings and arms of chromosome 14.
Out there on the sun?
Yep. They talk about the sun shall set you free. They thought they were talking about God's son, Jesus, one of them. And then they put him on a cross, which is representative of the arms and the rings.
So the arms and rings of a chromosome are attached to the sun.
No, the sun is a representation of that source shifting. Sun would be considered the source.
What's the arms and rings got to do with this?
The change of the shifting power.
I saw another video, and this gentleman put his tripod up in his camera, high def, and the sun was doing the same thing. However, when you looked at it, you saw like a owl. So then all the conspiracy theory people out there, you know, the Illuminati have the owl. I actually saw this owl coming out from the sun. Is that what they are referring to when they have the icon of owl?
Well, but the owl actually wasn't so Illuminati. It was much more in the Knights Templars.
Is that what they saw illuminating from the sky,
yes,
the vision?
Yes.
Okay.
And that's why in the Templar temples, their clocks run backwards.